With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey, this is Gary K, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. And I love bringing new products to you, and this is going to be a great teaser, and it's going to give you a very specific reason why to go by the Matrox video booth at Infocom in West Hall, where all the display companies are, booth 1132. I'm joined with Ron Birdy. Ron's business development manager. Ron, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? You looking forward to Infocom?
I love this show. I love the, you know, I'm a geek. I love the new technology. And of course, I've been a giant fan of AV over IP for a long time. And yeah, you guys were one of the first in that market. And I love the fact that y'all have adopted IPMX and sort of like going that direction. And you have a, you know, obviously you have a background and a heritage and doing really cool things in broadcast. So it made sense to me since it's based on SMPTE 2010. But here's the thing. This is where we're going to tease them. You're going to introduce at Infocom. Am I allowed to say the name of the product, or am I not allowed to say the name of it?
Yeah, you can throw the name out there for sure.
Okay, you're introducing something called Vion, V-I-O-N, which is going to be a gateway that will allow your IPMX stuff to send and connect to other IPMX stuff. Here's an application I get. Okay, my application would be teaching a class in a room that's got a 1 gig AV over IP infrastructure, and I want to also stream that out so that somebody can pick it up anywhere in the world, H.264. This gateway will allow me to do that, right?
Absolutely. And it'll do more than that. I mean, you just said, you know, if you're running in an IPMX environment and you want to get to somewhere else over the internet or, you know, up to the cloud, wherever it is, you might want to change. You're not going to run at 1 gig. You're going to run at high compression, yeah. Change it over to AVC or HEVC. We support both H.264 and H.265. Okay. And, you know, multi-protocol too. So streaming protocols like SRT, MPEG-TS, RTSP, all of that's included.
Pretty much any platform that does streaming.
It does a lot. It really does, including, like, I think this one's a great teaser for your guys too, is NDI. NDI is a very large ecosystem at this point, used very popular, obviously, in the live event space and production space. And this is a great way to either bring content that may exist on the network into that space that may not be on NDI network, but, you know, can get it into NDI or post NDI. You want to distribute it across your local environment or an extended environment geographically. You can do it with either HEVC or AVC.
That's really cool. So if someone else is doing a production somewhere else, they got control of everything and brought and transport everything through NDI, you can grab it, put it into your Convert IP product line, which is the Convert IP product line is the family of IPMX based AV over IP products. I think it was introduced about a year and a half or so ago. Yeah. You were definitely the first with AV over IP using IPMX. So although Vion is a separate product, is it still in the Convert IP product line, or why is it as a separate name?
It's really, well, that's it. Exactly. IPMX, it's growing, right? Like we are getting more and more. Yeah. We were actually the first, I guess, to do it, or a couple of companies with us. But that ecosystem is growing, but there's many other ecosystems of AV over IP that are out there. Yeah. Like we mentioned NDI, just RTSP, you know, H.264 or H.265, those are growing too. So having them all separate is one thing, and the idea is to bring those together or to share data between them or move them from one AV over IP network to another and just make it easier for customers to be able to share that content simplified and without going back to baseband. Because these products can do baseband in and then up to whatever type of thing you want, or it can be IP to IP. Plus, also some versions of the Vion can also decode as well.
Yeah, I see a lot of applications for this. And I assume there's going to be multiple flavors depending on what you're trying to bring in and what you're trying to send out, right? I mean, because, for example, we have SDI. Will we have HDMI? What will be the different options for inputs if you're on-prem?
So the first two versions, one will be a HDMI and SDI input. So dual HDMI or dual SDI, both 4K 60.
Perfect. So live events people will love this as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then you do, like I said, we do have on all devices. So We also have two HDMI outs for monitoring or whatever else you might want to do. Yeah. But so there'll be a version with that I/O input, and then there'll be a version without it. So okay. that you're just IP to IP.
You're just going IP to IP. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool. So it's a gateway. It's Vion gateway. This is going to be in your booth in the West Hall at 11:32. And plus, it gives you a reason to go by and see the Convert IP product line, which is a full family of IPMX.
Yeah, you got to come by and see it too. I'll show it to you, and you can broadcast it for us.
I will definitely do that. We're going to shoot videos on all the stuff that we see at the show. I'll be there as well. Ron, this was awesome. I appreciate you using this. You know, it's funny, you're watching this and we're not able to even show you the product yet because they haven't made the official announcement. So you're the first ones to hear and see it at any level. And Ron, you're the first one to describe it to anyone publicly. So you definitely come by the booth at West Hall, booth 1132. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it, Ron.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Gary. And we'll see you at the show.
And if you're watching this after the show, you got to do is go to raypubs.com/infocom, type in Matrox in the video search window, and you'll find that product.
Super. Ray, with rants and raves, you'll